Friday conversation with Rick Limpert. His handle on Twitter is Rick Roswell. On a slow news week, Rick, we only had a presidential election, and now we're a couple of days removed from it. And it is now Veterans Day, Veterans Day 2016. And I know you join me, Rick, in saying thank you to all of the brave men and women who have served and who are currently serving our nation in uniform.
Yeah, every day really is Veterans Day for me. I'm the son of a former naval officer, so it means a lot. It's a celebratory day, but a solemn day, and we should all appreciate and thank the people that have served for this country.
There's perhaps no bigger stage for the day-to-day contact with the members of our armed services than an airport. We see so many of them coming home or getting ready to ship off to go to various places overseas to serve. And the airports are kind of going to be a little bit of the subject of our discussion today as we talk about holiday travel. Rick, are you somebody who ever gets to get any rest on an airplane?
Sometimes I do, Sully. It's a challenge sometimes. I try to relax a little as possible, maybe unplug from anything, maybe listen to a little music and relax for a couple hours. Sometimes it does you a world of good.
How about this sleep and neck pillow? Do these things really work?
I use a neck pillow on long flights, and I think it does help. I actually feel a little bit more refreshed maybe when I arrive. But it's sometimes a challenge to transport these neck pillows. But now there's an inflatable one that stores easily in your bag. And then once you get on the plane, you can inflate it to make it a comfortable neck pillow. So they're comfy, and the foam-filled ones are nice as well. So for me, this is the best way for me to rest and feel a little refreshed on a flight.
Now, the next thing that we're going to talk about, something I could use not just on an airplane, but maybe here at work, too, noise-canceling headphones, and not just to tune out noises, but people talking, and that's a problem on airplanes, too, isn't it?
Oh, come on, Sully, you're a talker on planes, I'm sure. But when you're in that middle seat, sometimes you're caught up in the middle of a conversation. That's the worst, in my opinion. So, yeah, noise-canceling headphones, these have been big now for years. Your companies that offer them, Bose, Beats by Dre, a company called Bigger, that I've been trying their products for. They make a stylish, kind of personalized headphone for you. So, you can use these headphones to tune into the movie, the entertainment system on the plane, or your own device, or just block out the noise.
I kind of like that last option. That sounds pretty good to me. But you're right in your assessment, Rick. I can be a little bit of a chatter on a plane, but I won't engage unless I'm engaged with.
If somebody was wearing a Red Sox or a Celtics shirt or hat, Sully, I guarantee you'd be talking to them.
No doubt. Okay, let's talk about some of the great apps. This is a big passion of yours, and you're really a good critic and offer some great insights on so many different apps. Of the airline apps that are out there, talk about ones that have impressed you the most and some of the features that you really enjoy in them.
Well, being here in Atlanta, I love the Delta app. I love the Southwest app. So whatever airline you're flying on your particular trip, I recommend you download that airline's app onto your phone or tablet. So if there is a delay, if you're stuck maybe in a seat you don't like, you might be able to make the changes or the edits right there on the fly with the app rather than standing in line and talk to a gate agent. So I think it's just great advice to have the app of the plane or the airline you're flying already loaded and logged in and ready to go on your phone in case you need it.
Well, you said it's a way to communicate with the airline. A little known secret is it's often better to make the changes or to make requests through an app or even through an 800 number than to actually go up to the desk at the airport. It seems like people get a lot more accomplished using technology or just a phone call to the airline.
I think so, and as great a job as those gate agents do, sometimes their favorite word is no. So, when you're on an app or you're on your phone, you might have a little better luck. And like I said, then you don't have to stand in that 99-person line to get up to the gate agent and deal with all the people in line and everything else. Holiday travel's tough, Sully. You got to pack your patience. It's probably the main thing you got to pack, but apps can help as well.
All right, let's talk about this air hook to give our airline seat, especially a middle seat, a comfort upgrade. How does this happen?
I love this, and I know the guy that invented this, Sully. So the air hook is a device that kind of hooks on to your tray table, not when it's down, when it's upright. And it provides a little a cup holder for you and also a holder for your tablet or your phone or whatever device you're using you don't have to put that tray table down and have it cut off all your leg room. So this, especially when you're in that middle seat, the leg room can be a challenge. Armrest space can be a challenge. This frees up a little bit of space, and it's a very cool device. A little over $20 for this travel accessory. Hold your beverage and your electronic gadget. So the AirHook is a very worthwhile little travel gadget, and it again, it packs and stores very easily.
Now, when you whip this thing out, though, Rick, and you hang this up, aren't you going to get a couple of looks from the people sitting around you like, oh, who the heck is this guy?
Sully, I'm getting those looks anyway with the multiple phones I'm carrying, the iPhone, assortment of cords and headphones. This is the least of my worries.
And don't forget about the Crocs, too. Those probably raise a few eyebrows as well.
I do see some travelers wearing Crocs. It's a smart thing to wear the Crocs since you got to take off those shoes at the TSA line. The Crocs allow easy takeoff and put back on. You're on your way to gate T11 there at Hartsfield. So strange looks don't affect me anymore, Sully. I'm used to it. Maybe they affect my wife, but I just go about my business.
I can relate to you. Well, look for the AirHook. It's available for just $22.45. AirHook, AirHook, is how you spell it. Let's talk about the best in-air apps for while we're traveling.
Well, two types of in-air apps. So one that help pass the time when you're in the air. That's important. So we have music apps. We have games. I'll put a couple of links on my website where you can access those. But then more important, apps for actually helping your travel or tracking flights is very important as well. So Flight Tracker, Flight Aware, these are apps that that help you know when maybe the connecting flight is going to take off or arrive. A Gate Guru is another one, takes the guesswork out of a lot of your travel. Again, flight tracking lets you know what gate you're going to be at possibly ahead of time. So apps are huge with travelers. I don't know of any segment of the your industry where apps have made a more positive impact, maybe sports in general, but in travel, apps have been a big help to business travelers and, weekend travelers as well.
I do like what KLM and some other airlines have on some of those long and international flights, the ability to play games with some of your fellow passengers.
That is very cool. That's like the barroom trivia that some of the bars or restaurant chains have. I think that's important. And if you're ever on Spirit, Sully, they have in-flight trivia where you ring your call button. There's a trivia person. You ring your call button to chime in and answer questions and win prizes. So anything to pass the time in the air makes those flights go quicker.
Well, the hub for all things Rick Limpert online is wirelesswednesday.live. You can also follow Rick on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell. Still declaring some allegiance to the city of Roswell, even though you are no longer there.
Well, I'm almost right on the border of Roswell and Woodstock, Sully. And, my heart is in Roswell. I was there for so long, but now I pay taxes in Woodstock and Cherokee County. So, like you said, my allegiance is torn.
What's up for the weekend? Anything good coming up for you?
I'll be doing a lot of work at home this weekend. I got to be on the road a couple trips in the next couple weeks, Sully, so I'm going to get ahead. But try to catch some football and college basketball starts tonight too. So a plethora of sports choices available on your cable or satellite system.
Well, enjoy the weekend and stay clear as best you can of the smoke. That's a new weather phenom that we have here in Georgia.
Evidently, you can see it from space, so that sounds pretty serious to me.
Well, let's hope for a speedy end, that we get some rain up in the mountains there and here, too, so we can put out some of those fires. Rick, thanks a lot. Rick Roswell on Twitter. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Safe travel, Sully. Thanks a lot.